May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yesterday, we talked about and I wrote about in my devotional how Mary was overshadowed by the power of the Most High. And the result was that when she entered into the house of Elizabeth, Zacharias's house, Elizabeth's house, and she evidently walked in the doorway and then called out Elizabeth to let her know that she was there. And when Elizabeth heard the sound of Mary's voice, the six-month-old child leaped for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Just because Mary had said yes to Jesus. Let me just read this verse again. After the angel Gabriel tells her what's going to happen, she asks the question, how can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. Behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month, and nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, this expression of surrender, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Because Mary, in absolute total surrender, without any concern of her future reputation, her relationships, all of her dreams, it was all laid at the feet of Jesus. She was a bond slave. Bond slaves have no rights. They can't make demands. They don't have the right to complain. Because a bond slave was someone who became a slave voluntarily. So they gave up their right to complain and all those other things. And because of that surrender, the Holy Spirit came upon her and the power of the Most High overshadowed her and overshadowed her ability to become pregnant supernaturally. It was a miracle. It was just God working. And that reality was on her the moment that she said, be it done to me according to your word, behold a bondservant. And I believe that she walked in that reality the rest of her life. And so when she walked in Elizabeth's home and Elizabeth heard her voice, her very voice, because the Holy Spirit was now on her, she was overshadowed by the power. That's the word, Greek word dunamis, which is just God, the word ability. She was overshadowed by God's ability. It wasn't about her ability or lack thereof anymore, that her very voice released and carried the presence of Jesus, which changed the atmosphere around her, caused the people around her, when they heard the words that came out of her mouth, just normal words, just the normal conversations, what you would normally do, but it carried that kind of anointing, and even an infant in the womb leapt for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking about that, praying through these verses some more. And so we're a small group, so you'll be okay if we do some of this again Sunday. Or I may save some of this for Advent, which is soon. Is that what about us? Because you see, for us in Christ, Mary now lives forever in Christ, as does all things that are made new. But that happened for her at the day of Pentecost. This is still pre-New Covenant reality. And so for us, it's even better for us than this statement that Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Like, how am I going to do this? Let's just make it practical about your life, my life. Okay, how am I going to handle this? How am I going to handle them? How am I going to handle that? Well, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and the ability of God will overshadow your inability. So much so that when you speak, it won't carry your flesh and the impact that your flesh has. It'll carry the very presence of Jesus. People around you will leap for joy in their hearts. People will get filled with the Holy Spirit just by hearing your conversation. But for us, you say, well, Bishop, I want that. I want to be so yielded that the Holy Spirit will come upon me. So, this is at the day of Pentecost. Quoting from Joel, Peter quotes and says, but this is what was spoken of Pentecost through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days in which we live, God says, and I will pour forth my Spirit upon all mankind. Titus chapter 3. This is exciting stuff. Starting in verse 4. Now listen to these words. You need to get out your own Bible after this and read these words beginning in verse 4 because they're stunning. But when the kindness of our God and our Savior and His love for mankind appeared. His what? I thought He was ticked off at mankind. His love for mankind. When Jesus came, God's love, His kindness in mankind appeared. And He saved us not on the basis which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So you may think, well, I want to experience that overshadowing power of God on my life. I want to carry the kind of anointing that Mary did. I want the Holy Spirit to come upon me. Too late. He already has, richly. Whom he poured out upon us richly through Christ our Lord. You and I get to participate in the relationship that Jesus has with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The anointing that's on Jesus, the anointing of the Spirit on him, that's on Jesus, is on you. It's yours because you're in Christ. The Holy Spirit's already been poured out on you. You go, okay, that's good. So I don't have to work at that, because that's really kind of the secret. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and then the power of the Most High can overshadow you. So the source of being overshadowed by the supernatural ability of God is already mine, been poured out richly. You're lacking nothing. You carry the same degree of the Holy Spirit that Jesus and his humanity carried. That's a mind blower. You have the Spirit without measure. So what needs to happen for you to walk in this reality? The power, the ability of God now overshadowing you, because you got the source, Holy Spirit, richly on your life already. Remember who you are. Those of us who've heard this stuff for so long still have a tendency to ask God to do things that God's already checked off, that he's already done. Yeah, but I want to be more yielded. Do you want to be more yielded than Jesus? Well, you can't get more yielded than Jesus. Well, then you've got the yieldedness of Jesus. It's yours. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. His yielded heart, his yielded will is yours. You're not trying to grab something and cling to it and embrace it. You have him. You're one with him. He's either your life or he isn't. And if he is your life, then he is your surrender. Listen to what it says about him, this Christ, in his humanity. Verse 5 of chapter 2 of Philippians. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. Remember what Mary said her expression of surrender was? Behold, the bond slave of the Lord. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, he was God, very God, but he emptied himself. He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking on the form of a bondslave. You're in union with that Christ. He did not regard equality with God to be grasped. He didn't argue with God about things that God the Father wanted him to do. He didn't argue with the Holy Spirit. He didn't have a vote. He gave up all his rights to have a certain kind of this or a certain kind of that, or your kid to be a certain kind of way, or your wife to always be just perfect, or your husband or whatever, or circumstances work out, or your situation be easier. He laid that all down. He made no demands. He didn't have any decisions to make, just instructions to obey. His whole life was one big YES. He's your life. The bond slave surrendered heart of Jesus is one with your heart. Just embrace that. Just start thanking God for that. And then you'll begin to manifest the overshadowing power, ability of God in your life. My prayer is so much so that when we walk into Walmart, and God knows that takes the grace of God, when we walk into Walmart and we speak to the person behind the cash register, that our very words emanating from the glory that's on our lives would cause the people within earshot to leap for joy. They may not even know why. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, to have an encounter with God. Just our words in normal conversation would overshadow everything about us and emphasize everything about him. Aren't you glad you have to work up surrender? How many people prayed for that? Oh God, I want to be more surrendered. Oh God, help me be more surrendered. No, just say yes to the surrendered heart of Jesus. You're in union with that. You don't have to work at it. You just have to believe it. The Christian life is by faith. We're under grace. Grace is our master, not law. We don't have to work it up. We don't have to earn it. We have to beg for it. We have to plead for it, fast for it. We just have to believe it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.